Good afternoon. I'm Fane McDougal, Vice President of the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial Board of Directors. And I'm very pleased and honored to have the opportunity to introduce someone for whom I have great respect and admiration. John Cornyn is serving his third term representing Texas in the United States Senate, where he has also been elected by his colleagues as Majority Whip for the 114th Congress, the number two position in the United States Senate, which gives Texas a very powerful seat in at the leadership table. Senator Cornyn earned national reputation as an articulate and powerful voice in Washington for Texas values, for our veterans, and our service members. As the son of a United States Air Force officer who flew 26 missions as a bomber pilot in World War II, Senator Cornyn understands the dedication and sacrifice for service members and their families more than most people. And he is and is an effective and advocate on these priorities in Washington. Additionally, he is the epitome of the tall Texan. He regularly wears cowboy boots. He's got them on tonight. He has a cowboy hat and he wears it regularly as well. And although he looks very distinguished as a United States Senator in that handsome suit, he's just as comfortable in camouflage carrying his 28-gauge shotgun. And he's a hell of a shot, let me tell you. He can easily fit in with this group, as you can tell. He's very comfortable, and we're delighted to have him. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming our good friend and senior United States Senator John Cornyn, truly one of the most respected and influential men in our nation today. John Cornyn.
Well, thank you, Fane. I will just observe that it's always good to be introduced by a friend. So thank you for those very generous remarks. And it's an honor for me to be back here in Bryan College Station to join you in honoring veterans today. I want to give a special thanks to General Hal Hornburg for joining us today and the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial for hosting us. Last but not least, I want to express my gratitude to the Fightin' Texas Aggie Band for providing us this incredible music. I had the privilege of meeting with some of the Corps earlier today, and I'd have to tell you, it gives me some comfort to know that our future lies in good hands. While we do our best to thank those who serve year-round, Veterans Day seems to be the day we've settled on to make a special effort to thank a veteran. Men and women who've risked their lives to protect the very freedoms that make it possible for us to enjoy the rest of our freedoms. And it's time for remembering our obligations to those warriors once they take off the uniform and they come home. Veterans Day, as Fane told you, holds a special place in my heart. I can't help but think about my dad, who served in the 8th Air Force, the 303rd Bomb Group stationed in Molesworth, England. They called themselves the Hell's Angels. And they were a tough group, but they were... He was shot down on his 26th bombing mission over Nazi Germany and captured as a POW. And thanks to a bunch of other veterans, now veterans or then veterans, General Patton's army, if they hadn't come along and liberated my dad and those GIs who were in prisoner of war camps in Europe, in Germany, then I might not be here today. But the real reason I'm glad to be here is because I have a tremendous privilege of representing 27 million Texans in the United States Senate, including 1.7 million veterans who call Texas home. And it's a responsibility that I take very seriously and one I constantly strive to improve upon. This includes graduates of the Corps of Cadets whose members have served in every conflict fought by the United States since the Spanish-American War. And I think it's worth noting that part of their success is found here in the Bryan College Station community. Today I learned about the tremendous opportunities student veterans are afforded and learn at Texas A&M and organizations like the Memorial for All Veterans of the Brazos County that make sure local vets are never forgotten and that their contributions are celebrated for the heroes that they really are. So thank you to the members of this community for serving our men and women in uniform so well.